Welcome to Daily Tips on Learning English. Today's tip is on verbs which are followed by infinitives or gerunds.
今天的主题是前后动词的变化。
Some verbs are followed by infinitives, such as I plan to go. To go is an infinitive. Some verbs are followed by gerunds.Such as, I enjoy teaching English. Teaching is a gerund. You cannot say, I plan going, or I enjoy to teach English. Most verbs are followed by either the infinitive or the gerund. And when you learn the verb, you must make sure to memorize which one is used.Since there is no rule to tell you.
当我们学动词的时候，在你前面一个动词和后面要使用另外一个动词的时候，你要确定你知道用哪一种动词形式，比如说前面要加 to， 后面加原形动词，还是说动词加 ing， 这个是没有任何规则可以遵循的，你必须要去背这些动词。请听我们老师给你的例子。
There are only 9 verbs which can be followed by either the gerund or the infinitive with no difference in meaning.
注意哦，英文里面只有九个动词是后面接两者都可以的，接 to 加原形动词或是动词加 ing， 而它的意义是没有改变的。
These verbs are begin, start,continue, like, love, hate, prefer, can't stand, and can't bear. These verbs can be followed by either the infinitive or the gerund with no difference in meaning. So, I like listening to the radio, and I like to listen to the radio both mean the same thing. There are also 5 verbs which can be followed by either an infinitive or a gerund, but which have different meanings depending on whether you use the infinitive or the gerund.
有五个动词哦，后面加 to 加原形动词，或是后面加动词加 ing 是有不同的意义的，请听我们老师给你的例子。
These verbs are remember, forget, regret, try, and stop. Pay special attention when using these verbs, as the meaning of the sentence will change depending on which you choose. This has been today's Daily Tip on Learning English. Tune in tomorrow for another tip.